Let me ask you something. What if every conversation you abandon stayed waiting for you? Every text you never answered, every call you avoided, every message you left on read, still sitting there, alive, patient, waiting for your voice. Not gone, not forgotten, just waiting. This is Echoes from the Peak. It all starts one night when you can't sleep. You reach for your phone, scroll through old messages, and realize something strange. Every unfinished conversation begins to whisper. Not words, just presence. And you can feel them. The coworker that ghosted you because you didn't have an answer yet. The friend that reached out during a bad time. The candidate who never heard back after his interview. Every conversation you left hanging still exists, suspended in space between intent and avoidance. And you try to swipe them away, but they don't vanish. Because they're waiting. And you start seeing them everywhere. Invisible threads connecting to you. To moments that you've never closed. And the longer you look, the more you see. Hundreds of small, unfinished exchanges trailing behind you like constellations. Some glow faintly and are forgiving. Others are dim with disappointment. And a few are completely dark, their silence heavy enough to pull at you. And at first it feels overwhelming. I mean, you never meant to ignore anyone. You just got busy, distracted, tired, unsure what to say. But now you realize the world doesn't erase what we leave undone. Every conversation is a bridge, and every unanswered word is a plank we chose not to finish. You can see the patterns. The people who dropped when things got uncomfortable. The tough calls you avoided. And the goodbyes you never gave because silence felt so much easier. And now you can hear the echoes of them all, not as accusations, but as questions. Did I matter? Was I not worth your time? Did I say something wrong? The truth hits quietly. And ghosting isn't about cruelty. It's about discomfort. It happens when we forget that communication is a form of care. Maybe the scariest part of this is every time we disappear, we teach others that it's okay to do the same. Leaders ghost teams. Companies ghost candidates. Candidates ghost recruiters. And friends ghost friends. We've normalized vanishing as a form of closure. But closure never comes from silence. It comes from honesty. Even when honesty is hard. You start to realize that every unspoken word still carries weight. And it waits until you're ready to pick it up again. So you start answering them one by one, a message, a call, a small apology, a simple acknowledgement. I should have said something. And then the threads begin to dissolve. Not because they vanish, but because they finally rest. And you notice something else. Silence has a cost. It doesn't just leave others wondering. It changes you. Every time you avoid a difficult response, a small part of your confidence erodes. Every time you choose silence over honesty, it becomes a little easier to disappear again. But when you answer, even though it's late, even awkwardly, you start to rebuild something real. It's the same lesson leaders forget sometimes, that communication isn't about speed, it's about sincerity. That respect isn't measured in perfect replies, but in showing up when it matters. Look, you can't fix every single missed conversation, but you can stop leaving the new ones behind. And in a world built on connection, that's what separates presence from absence, and leadership from convenience. I think a lot about it. I think about the moments that I didn't answer because I didn't know what to say. I think about the messages I let fade because I told myself the moment had passed. But people don't want just answers. They want acknowledgement. They want to know that they mattered enough for you to respond, even if it was uncomfortable. We talk a lot about integrity. Maybe it's simpler than we think. Integrity is returning to the conversations you once left behind and finishing the words that you started. And maybe that's what clarity really is. Seeing the invisible weight of our silence and then choosing to speak again. That's today's echo. It fades here, but it's yours now. What if every conversation you abandoned stayed waiting for you? What if the people you've ghosted in work, in life, were still listening for your voice? And who knows? Maybe they still are. I'm Frank Mills, and this has been Echoes from the Peak.